Almayer's Folly by Joseph Conrad. Chapter 1. Kaspar! Makan! The well-known shrill voice startled Almayer from his dream of splendid future into the unpleasant realities of the present hour. An unpleasant voice, too. He had heard it for many years, and with every year he liked it less. No matter. There would be an end to all this soon. He shuffled uneasily, but took no further notice of the call. Leaning with both his elbows on the balustrade of the veranda, he went on looking fixedly at the great river that flowed, indifferent and hurried, before his eyes. He liked to look at it about the time of sunset, perhaps because at that time the sinking sun would spread a glowing gold tinge on the waters of the Pantai, and Almayer's thoughts were often busy with gold. Gold he had failed to secure. Gold the others had secured. Dishonestly, of course, or gold he meant to secure yet through his own honest exertions for himself and Nina. He absorbed himself in his dream of wealth and power away from this coast where he had dwelt for so many years, forgetting the bitterness of toil and strife in the vision of a great and splendid reward. They would live in Europe, he and his daughter. They would be rich and respected. Nobody would think of her mixed blood in the presence of her great beauty and of his immense wealth. Witnessing her triumphs, he would grow young again. He would forget the 25 years of heart-breaking struggle on this coast where he felt like a prisoner. All this was nearly within his reach. Let only Dain return. And return soon he must, in his own interest, for his own share. He was now more than a week late. Perhaps he would return tonight. Such were Almayer's thoughts as, standing on the veranda of his new but already decaying house, that last failure of his life, he looked on the broad river.